Girls, if you're strapping on the blades and playing with sticks and pucks, then play against the ticket guys in Cash America CCOI 8. Try out free registration for Pro Cuts Hanson's Honeys is going on now at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket crew will be at the Dr. Pepper Star Center at Main and 67 in Duncanville. And they will be there next Tuesday, a week from today, from 8 until 9:15 in the evening. You can register to win ticket t-shirts. And, of course, the big item of attraction is Charity Challenge on Ice Girls Tryouts. We're getting Team FUPA together for the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice. So, if you want to get in on this, this is the time to do it. We'll have tickets to the game on sale out there as well as merchandise. Did you hear what I just said? We'll have tickets to the game on sale as well as merchandise.
You're a horrible broadcaster.
Mike Weiner.
You're sick.
I am. I'm terrible.
How many cold tablets did you take?
None. I haven't taken any.
All right. You know, if you could, I'm...
I took some last night and could not sleep a wink.
I can't believe you took Tylenol PM and couldn't sleep. That amazes me.
Yeah, well, I did.
You sure you didn't take some daytime formula?
Positive.
I probably got something to knock you out. Or used to. I don't know if I have any more.
Supposed to burn all those in effigy.
Whatever it is, I need it. Anyway, go see the ticket crew at Dr. Pepper Star Center in Duncanville a week from tonight and try out for Team FUPA. All right, get on with this.
There's nothing. It's your segment. Tell me to get on with it.
It's your segment.
What do you mean? It's a big night for you, not me.
I like how Danny produces now. He is so convinced that E! News will always run long that this segment is entitled Short Segments.
And what time is it? 4:41? What time do we break? 4:44?
Mm-hmm.
I was right.
Well, go ahead and tell everybody why you're excited for tonight.
I'm really not that excited.
Oh, please.
I'm excited about watching part two of Unforgivable Blackness.
So you're going to watch that? You're going to forego the show we're about to talk about?
Well, what is the show we're about to talk about?
You tell us.
I'm not going to say it.
Well, I'm not going to say it either.
You're going to watch it.
So I guess this segment's just going nowhere, huh?
Don't act like you didn't wear your tutu underneath your jeans today.
Right. Your little iron-on AI shirt.
And I saw a box of sparklers sticking out of your black bag. And I can see the nipple tassels protruding from your PEI sweater.
It's Vancouver.
Whatever.
Tonight is the
season premiere
of American Idol, Mike.
Yes.
We all know what that means.
So break out the popcorn, maybe a little extra butter tonight.
Ease off the pants, exposing the tutu.
Right. Get the Brahms black walnut ice cream out.
Take off the shirt, revealing the nipple tassels.
Mm-hmm.
Fire up a couple of sparklers and... Start spinning around the living room.
Hope to God you didn't forget to put Domino's on speed dial.
All right, none of that is going to
because
happen.
Because tonight is the night that you turn into Man-Frau.
Not Man-Cow,
right.
Man-Frau.
Boy, it is.
None of that is going to happen.
Why don't you just not watch it this year?
Yeah, no kidding.
Just blow it off.
Prove us wrong, Mike.
Because I like it.
You used to not. You used to make fun of it.
No, I didn't.
I
never made fun of it, did I?
Yes. We all made fun of it, and then you just came in one day, and you're like,
it's not that bad.
I have to tell you something. You could barely get it out.
I don't think I could barely get it out.
Yeah, you could.
Pull that.
Are you excited about this season?
Well,
yes.
No, I'm not excited about it.
There's no anticipation whatsoever.
No.
Do they have anything up their sleeves, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do have something up their sleeves. They're determined to get more guy singers in there because they think they lost something last year because all the finalists were women.
Well, hey, if the women are the best, then so be it.
This thing is so contrived, so rigged.
Of course.
They know exactly who's going to win before they do the first run.
Before they do the first one?
They know exactly.
No, they don't. I don't believe that.
No, they don't. They do not. This
you,
is all, this
you can't
is,
trust
this
TV.
This is all on the up and up. Idol is on the up and up.
That way, defend it. Defend your baby.
And you are excited about it. That's why you couldn't sleep last night. You're like a kid
That's
on
true.
Christmas. You kept getting up, trying to get online and find news about it.
I didn't think about
so
that.
You're so jacked up. That's why you couldn't sleep.
No.
Yes,
no.
That's why you couldn't sleep. You
I don't care enough about
PM.
It to try to find news about it.
I guarantee you're in all the chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
They any have chat scoop? Rooms for that?
Is there any scoop?
Of course they do. Posing as a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is Idol 1310. Are you guys? Anyone out there? I know it's late. OMG, I can't wait. Oh, this is going to be great.
No. None of that has been going on. None of it will be going on. You know, I would imagine the girls are going to watch it, and if they watch it, I'll watch it.
Okay, let's say they were out of town tonight on another visit. Would you watch it by yourself?
No.
I don't believe you.
I would not watch it.
I don't either.
No, I would not watch it. This is all girl-driven. I would not watch it by myself, but if they have it on in there, I'll come walking through there, and I'll stop and watch it for a second. The next thing I know, I'll be sucked in. That's the way it always works. It is not something that I make an effort to do myself.
Why do you defend it so much then? You defend it like you watch it religiously, like
because,
Sopranos or
because
something.
Because it's pretty good, really.
Okay, well, if it's not good, then why don't you make an appointment yourself?
Because I don't like it that much.
Because he's petrified
he's
of
petrified
what he's turning
of coming
into.
In here and hearing about it the next day.
Now, do you have a karaoke machine set up in your house so you can sing along with
the
them?
Home version?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no karaoke
why
machine.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
There's no karaoke machine. There's no singing along.
Whatever. Do you have people play the three judges like Jake play Simon Cowell? And Evan over to play the other judge, and you play the Idol theme and run into your living room.
No. No, I don't.
Like Digger plays Paula Abdul and you get
Jordan plays
Evan,
Randy
Digger, hold her down.
Jordan's Randy Jackson.
Right.
No, there's none of that.
Totally hot, Daddy.
You're like the best daddy.
You got Jordan holding up signs in the kitchen, jumping up and down.
You're a 10.
No, I don't have any of that.
You're a total 10.
Sing close to you again, daddy.
No, none of that goes on. If it's on, I'll watch it. If it's not, I won't. And you know what? I won't miss it. Because it comes on again tomorrow night. Watch it then.
A new episode?
It's going to be tough for you to watch it tonight because of the Jack Johnson.
Well, how long does it go? It only goes an hour, doesn't it?
What?
I bet the first Idol's a couple hours.
It is. It's
and
from
it starts
8 to 10.
At 7, doesn't it?
I think it's 8. 8 to 10.
I don't know.
Well, that may cause a real viewing conundrum.
Mm. TiVo.
You got dual input, don't you?
Do they rerun? the exact same show tomorrow night?
No.
What are they
doing?
It's a new one.
See, now they're just sorting through people to get to their finalists. That process is beginning.
Oh.
And there's a whole slew of them. And that's where you come up with the William Hungs of this world and whatnot.
And everybody trying to be him now.
Yeah.
Trying to be bad?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They can have a career. I mean, did you hear about Big Dick tried to book him? And his publicist says he's not doing local radio now.
William Hung?
That's right. He's not doing local radio.
Oh, my.
And there'll be others like him. There'll be others that are going to get in there and try to just, you know, camp it up and be lousy so they can live that William Hung dream.
Well, I want you to watch this tonight. If you have to TiVo
instead
it.
Instead of Jack Johnson?
No, watch them both. You can do both.
We need an idol report tomorrow.
There is no question we do.
Can we count on a weekly idol update?
No.
Every Wednesday, 5 p.m.
No.
Up next,
no.
Idol talk.
You know, maybe, you know, we've been needing to do stuff with our website. Maybe you can, like, write an idol blog.
Good idea.
Yeah, man.
We'll take that under advisement.
Last night, I fell in love all over again. Fantasia 2, I can't believe what I saw.
All right, as we prepare for Diarrhea Man coming up here in just a bit, up next, we're going to talk about that most horrific and tragic thing that could possibly happen in sports. It very, very rarely does, but it almost happened twice last week. We'll get to that next here on The Ticket.